You.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Everyone, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week here live on Living the Good Life from Dallas, Texas.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The pick six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. In fact, our pick six pools have hit historic figures this season, including an all-time record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. Racing fans, make your plans now to join us for one of our biggest events of the entire year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Sunday, July 26th. See superstar Duda Cartel chase his third major Derby victory of the season in the Governor's Cup Derby, plus the Governor's Cup Futurity and the Spencer Childers. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Route, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hey, great to have you with us. Second weekend of the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club meeting, and we have carryovers at both Del Mar and at Los Alamitos. Tonight at Los Alamitos, they've got a huge night in store. It's California Champions Night. All stakes races, all quarter horses tonight, and a carryover of just under 15,000 in that pick six. That's the $2 traditional pick six at Los Alamitos Racecourse. As for Del Mar, main event, really one of my all-time favorites every summer. It's the Grade Two $250,000 Eddie Reed at a mile and one-eighth for three-year-olds and up. And that should be a heck of a race. 11 races in all, 120,000 or thereabouts. carried over into today's pick six at Del Mar, and that'll be races 6 through 8. Speaking of the Eddie Reed, we're going to have Phil D'Amato joining us briefly top of the next hour, and he's got a couple of horses in there. Almanderas, an outsider you would think at 8-1, and the venerable 8-year-old gelding Gold Phoenix, 3-1 second choice on the morning line for today's Eddie Reed, a winner of the 23 edition of the Eddie Reed, and a 5-time stakes winner over the Del Mar turf. But make no mistake about it, Michael McCarthy's formidable man, the 7-5 morning line favorite, is the horse to beat. Big news out of Del Mar on Friday. Not only the announcement of Joe Harper, the longtime head of the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club going back to 1977, announcing his official retirement at the end of the year, but a big, big 3-year-old from last year and a winner of last Saturday's Grade 2 San Diego Handicap Journalism. It was announced he has been retired. He'll be going to stud next year at Coolmore in Kentucky. We've got Aaron Wellman on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners joining us in just a few minutes. Right now, let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to my good friend Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you? I think you made a little bit of an error. The pick six was hit yesterday at Del Mar because someone got put up. There was only one live ticket, and it was to the horse they put up. So,
that's why I had it written down, John. I'm sorry. And you were going to...
It should have been a carryover because it was a horrific takedown.
I was going to warn the stewards, get ready. John's going to blow some steam. Part of it is a time zone issue with you, John. I know you're up late and everything. First of all, the stewards didn't put the sign up right away. Okay, they looked at it, put it up. At first, man, John, I was like, come on, really? And then this morning I just looked at it. John, the jock on the three, the horse that was disqualified, Antonio Fresu for Phil D'Amato, he used the left hand, and it looked like it bothered the five. And I think the stewards agonized over it. They determined that it cost the five, a placing. And so they moved the original winner down to fourth money. A tough situation.
It was a horrible call, Mike, because first of all, you're allowed to drift. He didn't make contact with the five. And if anything, the 10 horse who they ended up putting up, he may have squeezed the five. I think personally, the five tried to go where there was no way to go.
Well,
he tried to split those two horses, and that was the result. First of all, it's 10:15 at night on the East Coast. We got to wait 10 minutes for a photo and 15 minutes for a DQ. And then if you get aggravated because you would DQ, you don't go to sleep for 2 more hours. Into a really long
so
night.
So in baseball terminology, you've got the red ass this morning as a result of all of that stuff. Right, John?
Correct, Mike.
Yeah. But anyway, the point you make about the guy diving for a hole that, let's face it, it's kind of there, but it's deep stretch. I don't know. I'm inclined to let him play in that context, but I didn't hear if it was unanimous or majority. I don't know that, John.
Does it matter? The horse came down and they put the 10 horse up. So, well, listen, if it wasn't unanimous, at least there was one smart guy involved. The other two, I'm not so sure.
Well, and the horse in question, the five, was Miso Fancy, a California bred under Armando Ayuso. And the horse that got put up, take another card, the 10 horse, Simon Callahan and Umberto Rispoli. My apologies on the misinformation on the DQ. I had written that down. It was a long day, but there's no excuse for that. We do have a carryover, though, at Los Alamitos, John. You can go to the bank on that. Listen, yesterday's Coaching Club American Oaks, boy, we saw some good fillies run 1-2 there, John. And Mark Cassie's Counting Stars with Ired Ortiz, she's at the top of the division right now.
Well, the horses that ran 1-2 in that race, Mike, they both ran really, really well. Counting Stars and Always the Runner. Counting Stars had an advantage because, you know, she was kind of loose on the lead. No one really pressured her. So she got away with easy fractions for those kind of horses, and she ran very, very well. Both, you know, the first two finishes, they take turns beating each other. Yesterday was the rubber match. Counting Stars now has the best of her. But some terrific performances yesterday, Mike. They had 11 races in Saratoga. Ricardo Santana won the first race. After that, it was the Pratt and Ortiz brothers show. Jose Ortiz won six races yesterday.
Yeah.
Pratt had a, and between Pratt and Jose Ortiz, they won the rest of the races on the card. So you had three jocks that totally dominated and really some terrific performances. Pratt escaped a serious injury. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, did his right iron, did it come apart? Is that what happened right after the wire?
I don't know. The horse started lugging in or something, and he like ducked away and shied away, and Pratt got thrown, and he was hanging on to the horse next to him, and he actually held on long enough to give everybody an opportunity that was behind him to steer clear of what was going on.
Yeah.
It was really an amazing feat. You got to see it to believe it, and it's a miracle, because if Pratt doesn't hold on for those few seconds, who knows? Somebody could have gone over him easily, and it was at the finish, and then, you know, everyone's driving and flying over there.
It was right,
it was a miracle.
Right after the wire, it looked like the seventh race, number four, Jack's World, trained by Linda Rice, and it was amazing. Pratt grabbed onto the guy to his right, and you know, he was able to hold on for a little bit, but then he went down. Thank God nobody ran over him. You know, that's where you really have the danger there. But it took long enough to develop that everybody saw it and they were able to avoid him. It was really kind of a miracle, and he was back up and riding.
And the next race, he comes back and wins by a nose. A little bit of Paco Lopez 2 weeks ago when he went down in his race and came back the next race and won the stake race by 12 lengths that day. So Pratt did the same thing. He got back up and won the next race for Chad Brown, an allowance on the turf, getting up by a whisker.
Yeah. And hey, John, look, you and I, we're grizzled veterans. I'm usually not much on the interviews on horseback, but I'll tell you what, it took a while to develop. They interviewed Irad Ortiz on Counting Stars coming back for the Coaching Club American Oaks, and it was on Big Fox. This is a big deal for our game. And she asked, Acacia, what's her name again, John?
On the horse was Maggie Wolfendale.
Maggie Wolfendale, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
She got to it. She pointed out to Irad that his first ever grade one win came at Saratoga in the Coaching Club American Oaks. I think it was only like 6 years ago, something like that. And here he is now. He's just piling him up along with the Eclipse Awards. And it ended up really being a window into this guy. He gave thanks to his agent, Steve Rushing, and then he really talked about his career and what it has meant to him to have this kind of success and to win this kind of a race again at Saratoga. I just thought it was a great interview, John. I was touched.
He's a polished guy, Mike. You know, he came up, he was a little rough around the edges, but he knows how to give interviews now. And, you know, he's got a reputation of riding close to the line or whatever, but no matter how you slice it, he gives 100%, and that's all people want.
His interviews belie his aggressiveness between the lines. There's no question about that, John. Yeah. Well, hey, John, got a lot of ground to cover. I'm going to be going to Aaron Wellman here in just a couple of minutes.
By the way, Mike, congratulations to journalism, to all the connections. That horse, listen, say what you want. He may not have been the best of the best, but he showed up at every single race.
Yes, he did.
He never ducked anybody. He was really, you know, he was becoming a fan favorite. He really was, and he had a terrific career.
He goes out a winner, John.
Absolutely, and that's important. And he knows he won out a winner.
Yeah, I agree. How about this? 7 wins, 3 seconds, 3/3 from 14 starts. Simple math, 13 out of 14 in the money. The only time he missed, he was a very respectable fourth in the Pacific Classic, in the Breeders' Cup Classic back on November 1st at Del Mar. But they go out on a high note. And congratulations to everybody. Earnings right at $4.7 million. John, I think you want to go to Saratoga for your hour one play.
We are, Mike. We're going to try to make it 2 weeks in a row. We gave out odds last week at a nice price for Doug O'Neill in the final at Del Mar. Anyway, today, let's look at the seventh race at Saratoga, 7 furlongs on the main track, full field here. I like the number 7 horse, South Bend Tom, 4-year-old gelding from the Al Stahl barn. He's 1-for-3 at the Mead. Flavier Pratt rode his winner. He climbs aboard this horse. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. Number 7, South Bend Tom, wins today's seventh race out of Saratoga.
J-O-N-H-A-R-D-O-O-N, John, what's there?
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar selections. Tomorrow, Monday, special day of racing for Gulfstream. They run every Monday now for the next 12 of them, and we put selections up tonight, 6 p.m.
And post time for race 7 today at Saratoga. John says it's number 7, South Bend Tom with Flavion Pratt, 4:39 Eastern. John, look forward to getting you back toward the end of the show and talk about the 11 race card today at Del Mar.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. And as advertised now, we say hello to a longtime friend and a guy who's just done tremendous work in this business. He heads up a syndicate called Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners, and they have had a hell of a ride with the aforementioned journalism. It was announced Friday he's going to be retired. Hey, Aaron, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us. And well, we don't have him. Okay. So we'll try and get him back. I thought we had him. Okay. And anyway, we'll be getting Aaron in just a moment, folks. I mentioned the 11 race card today at Del Mar. We not only have the Eddie Reed, but, you know, some very, very competitive races. Looking forward to that. And what do you have now, Chris? A wrong number? No. What do we have? Aaron is not answering. Texted him as well. I'll keep trying him. Okay. Chris, why don't we do this, because we're really loaded on the back end today. Let's step aside. We'll take a quick time out, and we'll come back, we sure hope, with Aaron Wellman from the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. A lot to talk about today right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Oh, I was born 6 gun in my hand. Behind a gun, I make my final stand. That's why they call me.
Chris, I always did like that song. I appreciate it. Hey, we've got Aaron Wellman, so we'll go ahead and get to him right now. Aaron, good morning.
Mike, good morning.
You're busy.
Yeah, sorry. Right back in the saddle. Training this morning out of Del Mar, so
yeah.
To call, my apologies.
Okay, hey, listen, congrats on a great run with journalism. You go out a winner in the San Diego Handicap, and man, you've got so much at stake here in terms of trying to make a stallion. It's never easy, but I know you want to go out on a high note. You did. Just talk about the decision, what went into this. In determining you were not going to run either in the Pacific Classic August 22nd or anywhere else for that matter?
Well, unfortunately, it really doesn't have anything to do with trying to go out on top or make Miss Stallion. This was all determined for us with an unfortunate injury that he emerged from the San Diego Handicap with. Mm-hmm. So we would have much preferred to be able to polish off his career with a couple more races, including a tilt at the Breeders' Cup, but wasn't in the cards. And as you alluded to, if he's going to go out prematurely, at least he went out a winner and showing every trait and characteristic you could ever imagine for, knowing in hindsight that he likely injured himself coming out of the gate.
Right. And are we talking soft tissue, Aaron?
Yeah, he injured his hind left suspensory, and it was pretty black and white when we were able to finally get the diagnostics taken earlier on in the week.
Right. And for those who don't know, you know, with horses, they travel on 4 legs. If you've got a problem behind, I think you said, was it right hind?
Left hind.
Left hind. So often, if you're going to try and massage it, go on with it, you've got a left hind issue, you're more than likely going to end up with a right front issue, and it's not going to be good. Again, black and white, as you say, Aaron. Let's talk about what's next for journalism. How do you let a horse like this down, if you can describe the process?
Yeah, it's not easy. We actually just took him out of his stall, and Mike McCarthy checked him, you know, just doing the normal routine. And, you know, he's a racehorse, training hours. He's got horses getting ready to train around him. He's got run on his mind, so
yeah,
we'll get him out of here. Unfortunately, we'll get him out of Del Mar as quickly as possible, probably Tuesday morning. He'll make his way to Kentucky. The Coolmore contingent will be waiting for him as he mm-hmm. gets off the plane in Indianapolis, and they're no stranger to bringing very high-profile stallions into their shed, so they'll gradually let him down, and he'll have a few months before it's time to get working on his new job.
Okay, and are you involved with the new job, with the bookings, or when he leaves the gate at Del Mar, is your job done, Aaron?
We actually did retain an equity interest in his breeding career, so we'll be paying close attention, but very fortunate that Coolmore allowed us to do what we do best, which was manage his racing career,
sure.
And now we'll let them do what they're probably the best in the world at, which is managing his breeding career. There will be no shortage of mares lined up to visit him next season and beyond, so we're privileged to have him standing there at Coolmore, and I think everybody's very excited about his prospects as a stallion.
Aaron, just an incredible highlight reel with this horse. 3 Grade 1 wins last year. Anybody who ever saw the 2025 Preakness Stakes, I don't know how you could ever forget it. Where does that rank for you, Aaron, amongst your biggest thrills in this game?
Yeah, right up there at the top. I mean, it was every emotion you could possibly imagine packed into 3/16 of a mile. And what he was able to overcome that day, just in terms of toughness and stamina and intelligence and courage and class, and really, you know, the word that I think describes it all is brilliance, you know, for him to be able to do what he did that day. Just remarkable, you know.
To me, it demonstrated his competitive fire. That if you remember, Aaron, I had you on the next morning, and I jokingly said, toxic masculinity is what won the Preakness yesterday. I mean, he just pinned his ears and wasn't going to be denied.
No doubt about it. You know, he was so deserving of an American Classic, and that was his opportunity right there and then. And he wasn't going to let it slip away. It was just absolutely unbelievable. I mean, you know, when the brouhaha ensued at the top of the stretch, you know, I think I just dropped to my knees and put my head in my hands and my heart in my stomach, you know. And then all of a sudden he emerged and there was a glimmer of hope.
Yes.
And I just remember saying audibly out loud, you know, make a miracle happen, and he did. And you know, for him to come back after that and run in the Belmont, the race he did, run in all 3 Triple Crown races, come back to California, and then go back to New Jersey 6 weeks later.
Amazing.
That just, you know, was unbelievable. From the Santa Anita Derby, Kentucky Derby, Preakness, Belmont, Haskell. That run right there is just one for the ages and something you just don't see in modern-day horse racing.
You don't. And the Haskell was the 3rd Grade 1 of his 3-year-old year. Aaron, again, congrats on a great ride. It was great for the game bringing him back as a 4-year-old and to go out a winner, you know, a week ago Saturday, in the San Diego Handicap at Del Mar. Amazing. Real quick, you're at the Michael McCarthy Barn. Formidable man. How tough is he going to be today in the Eddie Reed with Johnny V coming in?
Yeah, he's going to take a lot of beating. He's a serious horse.
Right.
Just incredible what he's accomplished in his career. Grade 1 winner at age 3, 4, and 5. You know, the ownership, Mr. Warren, has really tried to showcase him here in California, and he's done that, and he's, you know, got options elsewhere, but he's been loyal to California, and I think that's great for California racing to showcase him here again in the Eddie Reed. It's going to take a lot to get the best of him today.
No question. Aaron Wellman from Del Mar, thank you so much for your time and wishing you all the best. And we look forward to seeing those babies by journalism in the not too distant future. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and thanks, Mike. You know, you always respected him and what he accomplished so much and really, you know, put him on a pedestal that he deserved. So we appreciate it very much. And hopefully, you know, he did some good things for the state of California industry and the industry at large. And he gave the people what they wanted at the end of the day last week at San Diego, despite having injured himself. He just continued to deliver. So
no
very
question.
Proud of the body of work and appreciative of the intention that you gave him.
And Aaron, the adrenaline, it obviously kicked in. You know, I agree the injury was very likely sustained there leaving the gate, but he didn't know it because the adrenaline's flowing and the competitive nature of just a champion came to the fore. So.
You know, you said it, and I'll just polish it off with this. Like, having been around him his whole life, and seeing what this horse is capable of and how smart he is, I honestly think that he did two things in that race. He delivered for the people and went out the champion that he is. But at the same time, if you really watch him in that last 3/16 of a mile, he knew he had the race taken care of, and he took care of himself too. And
right. That's
just a sign of a superior, intelligent equine athlete. And I think he accomplished it all, and we're just happy that he's going to go home to Coolmore safe and sound.
And now you and your partners are looking for the next one, Aaron. Thank you so much. Have a great day down there.
All about the future. Thanks, Mike.
All righty. Now we'll go ahead and take the break that we kind of tried to get to a little bit earlier. Coming back strong with John Lindo from Carlsbad. A big night, California Champions Night at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Don't forget, top of the next hour, trainer Phil D'Amato. He's going to be followed by a great friend, Dan Smith, headed up the media marketing publicity efforts for so many years under a guy named Joe Harper at the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. He's going to be followed by Doug O'Neill, then Andy Harrington. We're loaded. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Folks, first post time today and every day at Del Mar is at 2 o'clock Pacific. So I say this often, Sunday is a great day to run down there. The traffic is minimal, usually in both directions. Anyway, 11 race card today, and they get underway at 2 o'clock. Outstanding feature race. That's going to be the grade 2 $250,000 Eddie Reed Stakes. Let's get down to Carlsbad and say hello to very busy John Lindo, who you can catch along with Bob Ike every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here with Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I did a little touch and go down there Friday. I hung as long as I could, but I had to get going, and none of you guys had showed up by then. It was a 2 o'clock post. I knew you were coming in, but I'm sorry. I just couldn't quite hang to see you all, but I know you're enjoying the run down there. I know it's been a little humid, but it's been hot and humid pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, but, you know, there are other places we could be. Del Mar's not a bad option.
And yeah,
I'm not. No complaints for me. It's fun to watch. And good on-track crowd yesterday. I think they did $22 million in handle for the Saturday. So they're there. They're gambling.
Excellent.
And it's been a lot of fun.
And want to point out, John, that they've brought back the Daybreak at Del Mar promotion every Saturday and Sunday. It's free of charge from 7 to 10 o'clock, free to park. You come on in. It's open table seating. You can have breakfast. Of course, you got to pay for that. But it's a great way to come out and spend the morning with family, friends, what have you.
Yeah, I think Jeff Reichert is the one right now doing the little analysis when the horses will go by. I saw him printing out some stuff, and I asked, what is that? And he showed me it was copies of the different saddle cloths for the different trainers.
There you go.
You know, those people go down there. They can identify a Bob Baffert horse or you know, the different guys.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good idea. And this way these guys can learn about it. They'll ask questions. And there's no dumb questions. The only way you can learn is to ask.
Exactly. And, you know, horses are doing different things. They're jogging. They're galloping. You know, sometimes they're going a two-minute lick. And then, obviously, when horses are breezing, hopefully they're able to point by virtue of the saddle cloth, what barn they're affiliated with, and every now and again come up with the name of a horse. All that aside now, John, you and I haven't talked. Your thoughts on the DQ in the last race last night? I've got Phil D'Amato at the top of the hour, and he and I haven't talked either. But your thoughts, the Stewarts took down the original winner and placed the horse fourth. How did you see it?
You know, watching the race, I can see why there was an inquiry. The horse that finished fourth just got knotted out of third at the end, but
yeah.
I would have left it alone. The winner came out a little bit, but not that much. And, you know, if they're going to take anybody down, I thought maybe the horse they put up the 10, you know, take another card, came in a little bit and kind of squeezed everybody too, but I don't think there was enough there. The horses that ran 1-2 were pulling away from the other ones, and I would have left it alone. And, you know, it wasn't an easy call, but
no.
I would have made no change.
And, John, just some of the verbiage you're using, if they're gonna, and this, to me, when you got to agonize over it, my just general principle is let them play. Let's leave it alone. It took quite a while to even put the inquiry sign up. In watching the race live, I didn't see anything out of the ordinary, but then you start watching it, and Ayuso on the 5, he's diving for a hole that, hey, it shrunk down, and he did check. They determined that cost him a placing, and that's why the winner got DQ'd. I'll say this, in retrospect, looking at it this morning, a tough call. I probably would have gone the other way. I agree with you, John.
Yeah, again, I understand why there was the inquiry, but
yeah.
Well, obviously, you know, it's not a house thing because Del Mar would have probably loved to have a pick six carryover today, but instead there was a single ticket winner.
And I mistakenly announced there was a carryover because I had written it down, John. The whole process took, I'm not making excuses, but I made a mistake at the top of the show saying there was a carryover. It looked like there was, but then there wasn't. Hey, let's talk about the CTBA Horse of the Week. For me, it's Friday's Fleet Treat. And a horse, how hot is this stallion, Pavel, John? She's no quant. Trained by Ed Freeman, a Redham Racing homebred. I thought a great ride by Juan Hernandez, who was in very tight quarters around the far turn after getting squeezed badly at the break. He played it cool. Joel Rosario had him in very tight. Joel was to his outside, but then he comes on and he tags. He goes by Mulhaven, who is, of course, owned by our good friends Pete and Evelyn Perella up there at Legacy Ranch. But the top two, well clear. I thought She's No Quant, very, very impressive. First time on the dirt, first stakes assignment as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I want to make a correction. I gave out the wrong trainer of She's No Quant on the show Saturday. Hats off to Ed Freeman, who did a terrific job. And you were saying, first time on dirt, 3 straight wins now, 5 lifetime starts, already $180,000
yeah.
in career earnings, and she's just getting better. And, you know, can't wait to see her run a little bit more distance, too, the way she finished off that 7 furlongs.
And I give Juan a lot of, yeah, it's nice to have the best horse, but, boy, not too many guys can wait like he did. He let Rosario go there, leaving the 3/8 pole, knowing what he had under him. But that's a tough thing to do in the heat of battle.
Well, it is. You see, the heavy favorite kind of getting away. You think, well, I got to go now. But
that being Mulhaven,
Do you take the run out of your horse to go try and catch the horse in front? He rode his race. It was good enough. It got the job done. And Mulhaven was 9 or 10 lengths clear of the third place horse. So she lost nothing in defeat.
And, John, promotionally, a quick couple of words about the betting menu. To me, an outstanding betting menu. We've got a bunch of low takeout wagers now. We've got higher increments, I think better payoffs, and so on.
I agree. And on the 10 and 11 race cards, like the 11 race card today, you also have a middle pick four if you want that. That's a 50-cent minimum bet. But I love adding the all-turf pick three. It's something that we're playing every day. I love the, you know, the late $3 pick three. Those 50% takeout bets, you know, if they're going to do something for the players, we have to do is we have to support those, let them know that that's
right.
what we want.
Yeah. And I tell you what, people are showing up. They did at least last Thursday. They've got a new promotion called Free and Easy Thursdays. Admission, program, seating, all discounted. John, it's just a great thing for the everyday fan.
It works, Mike. They had 9,000 people on track on Thursday.
Right.
You know, you get a free seat, free admission, free program, discounted beers, discounted hot dogs and sodas. So they're making it a fan-friendly experience. And again, the horse players can announce this is what we want by showing up, and they did.
Yeah, indeed they did. Hey, John, I don't want to get along any further without giving props to Doug O'Neill. Brad Free described it as a rags-to-riches victory in yesterday's Grade 1 Bing Crosby. Make no mistake about it. Listen up, Chance. Super impressive. Final time, 109-1. Owned by Run Fast Racing, great friend stable. That was an absolute literal mob scene down there in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. A maiden 20 winner last summer at Del Mar. The horse has changed hands. He had come in from Gulfstream Park, you know, with a different connections. They got the ship and win money. And Doug O'Neill and his guys, they got the big money yesterday in the Grade 1 Bing Crosby with Amiciel Jaramillo aboard. He's off to a great start himself. But that was really impressive. I'm happy for Craig Dato, who heads up Great Friends, John.
And no fluke at all either. The race before in Saratoga, he was in front of Ben Tornado and Bookham Dano, just got run down on the wire. We know how good those sprinters are.
Right.
And he comes back here, and you know he finally broke cleanly. He's been a little slow out of the gate sometimes. He broke yesterday, was able to stalk the leader, and got first run on the rest of the field. And on a stretch that was playing really dead, that main part of the stretch was kind of tiring. He hung on. He showed a lot of heart fighting off the runner of Midnight Bourbon. And I thought he was really good yesterday. 109 on that racetrack yesterday was fast.
Good point. All right, John, let's get to it. Who's your best bet today?
Go to race number 8 at Del Mar. In the 8th race today, number 7, Danzig Flyer, runs best fresh. One is her debut, one off a layoff. It's been almost 2 months since she's run, so she's in fresh again. Cliff Sykes points to Del Mar every year. Mike Smith is his guy. Good outside post. 7-2 on the morning line. I'm expecting a good run. Number 7, Danzig Flyer. Race number 8, Del Mar.
Okay, and John, we always talk about the South Point. Encourage people, give Steve Johnson a call up there, 866-780-7223. And tell Steve in the race book, you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And if folks go up there, John, the Lindo Report is free of charge to everybody up there.
It's in the race book there. You can pick one up every racing day for Southern California, and we'll throw in some of the other tracks, too, on their big days. And, you know, whatever the horse players there have interest in, I just let Steve tell me, hey, what about something on this? And he gets it.
Right. And, you know, Steve sent me a text yesterday, John. He said, let everybody know we got the Arlington Million next Saturday right here at the South Point from Colonial Downs. One of 8 stakes races at Colonial next Saturday. And the Jim Dandy from Saratoga is on Saturday. And they're already gearing up for the NFL at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa, John.
That and the college football season right around the corner, too. There are a lot of reasons to get out there and check it out. You're going to enjoy it if you get out to the South Point.
Look forward to catching you and Bob Ike Saturday, 9 to 10. Thanks so much, John. Have a great day down there.
Good luck today.
All right. We've got Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos on hold. We're going to go ahead and break. Matt DeSantis can't be with us this morning from Saratoga. We'll break, and it's all Los Alamitos leading right up top of the hour tonight. California Champions Night at Los Alamitos. And a nice carryover in the $2 pick six at Los Al of $14,848. 8 races, an all-stakes program, all quarter horses. They get underway at 7:25 tonight at Los Al. We'll be back with Orlando Gutierrez in just a moment or two.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a...
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the Pick Six pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The Pick Six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. In fact, our Pick Six pools have hit historic figures this season, including an all-time record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. Racing fans, make your plans now to join us for one of our biggest events of the entire year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Sunday, July 26th. See superstar Duda Cartel chase his third major Derby victory of the season in the Governor's Cup Derby, plus the Governor's Cup Futurity and the Spencer Childers. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must-visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Folks, welcome back. Final segment, Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I mentioned Matthew DeSantis is going to be unable to join us this morning. He's tied up with a whole bunch of stuff going on at Saratoga. He says, hey, look, Mike, I'd like to give out a horse. It's the 5 in race 6 for Lisa Bartkowski. And the name of the horse is Beside You. That's Beside You in race 6, number 5. Second start off, a long layoff. And the blinkers go on today. Betting number 12-1. That's going to be Beside You in race 6 today at Saratoga. Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Let's get down Cotella right now and say hello to a very patient Orlando Gutierrez. Orlando, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thank you.
I know you're excited for a night like this. It's all quarter horses, all stakes. It's California Champions Night. Tonight at Los Alamitos, 8 of them. You get underway at 7:25, and a nice pick six carryover of almost 15,000. That'll be races 3 through 8.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Mike. The pick six, like you mentioned, gets underway in race number 3 at 8:15 p.m. And with that carryover, we should have a really nice pool of somewhere around $70,000 or so. But what makes this night so special, like you mentioned, Mike, is all quarter horse stakes races.
Yeah.
And that means that a lot of our top horsemen and owners and breeders, they'll all be in the house. So it just adds that special flavor to see everybody there together. Everyone that supports California racing, that loves racing at Los Alamitos, a lot of them are going to be there. Nice crowd as well. Really great family atmosphere. And just terrific, terrific racing from top to bottom. And some of the biggest names at Los Alamitos will be in action. And, of course, I'm talking about horses like Cattail Cove and Duda Cartel. And in race number 6, the Breeders' Champion, California Breeders' Championship, the Spencer Childers, Cattail Cove is the big name. He's looking to defend his title that he won last year. What an incredible horse, Mike. He's going for his 15th career win. And if he does win tonight, that'll be his 10th stakes win ever. We've been racing at Los Alamitos for 76 years. Only 16 horses have won 10 stakes races at Los Alamitos. And here's Cattail Cove, a horse that did not win a stakes race as a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old. Now he's got a chance to win his 10th stakes race in his 63rd career start as a 9-year-old. Just an amazing horse, Mike, Cattail Cove.
Yeah, and he'll be going postward in race 6. I'm trying, because I want to make sure I see this race tonight. I'm watching on RTN, and you guys also point out to Orlando, 6 race post time, 9:29 Pacific. The various ways we can watch the signal at Los Alamitos. You're streaming free on YouTube, and I know your guys are there, Jose Contreras and Ulysses Gomez. I caught them last night on RTN, but just talk about the availability of the Los Alamitos signal.
Yeah, so we are streaming for free, not only on YouTube. And we have a nice chat room there. A lot of our horse players get in there and just have fun. But also on our website, losalamitos.com, it's free to stream. Any of the ADW apps also are streaming our full program. And our races are also on FanDuel TV as well. A lot of the times they pick up the commentary as the horses are nearing the gate. So you can still watch it all on FanDuel Racing, just like before. But again, if you want to see the complete card from start to finish, you can do it on losalamitos.com, YouTube, like you do, Mike, on RTN. I know Ed Burghardt loves to watch the cars on RTN as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we are there and available. And, Mike, we are also offering 3 past performances for tonight's 8-race program. You can go to our website, losalamitos.com. Just click on any of the Champions Night banners.
Yes.
It will take you to that page, and you can download the past performances, including Ed Burghardt's Morning Line, with all the latest changes. These are the PPs that are featured on in our racing program, Mike. So that's very easy to do as well. And just one quick note on the Governor's Cup Derby, Duda Cartel, who's been perhaps the horse of the season here at Los Alamitos, he's going for his 6th win in as many starts this year, going for his 3rd Derby victory of the year. Just an amazing horse. And I know that he'll have a big fan club in the Vessels Club tonight. One of the horses in that race, Mayor Humdinger, trying to become the first to win the Governor's Cup Futurity and Derby since Powerful Favorite did it in 2018-2019. So a lot of great racing action, big names throughout, the carryover, the free PPs. going to be a fun night at Los Al.
I can tell you're really getting up for it, and going to be a lot of people, as you say, long time, stakeholders, participants in the quarter horse industry. Race 7 with Duda Cartel. He's the 9 horse, 6-5 on Ed Burghardt's morning line. That race goes at 9:53. A best bet for radio tonight, Orlando.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Claiming Stakes. This is race number 3 at 300 yards. And I'm going to go with the number 6 horse, Special Grey Cartel, at 5-1. Now, she's the quickest horse out of the gate in this one. She's 1 at 110 yards, so you know she's very, very quick, very fast. I'm counting on that speed to give her an edge there. And to me, she's just the fastest out of any of the horses to her inside. The outside horses tend to get into a little bit of trouble, so with a little bit of luck, she could just have tons and tons of acres to just do what she does, get up to a nice start, and get the job done up there at 5-1 on the morning line. Number 6, Special Grey Cartel, race number 3. And I have to just mention really quickly, our final race on the night is the Futurity, the Governor's Cup Futurity. Dr. Ed Allred going for his 6th victory in this race with the 3 still standing. Lindolfo Diaz trying to add another Futurity win to the Ed Burke with number 7, Terrific Favorite. So, like you said, Mike, I'm pumped up, man.
You should be. And Doc Allred, listen, if it's not for Doc Allred, let's just be straight up, Orlando. The quarter horse game would not be here in California. Dr. Allred is the guy who's keeping it going, and he's just been a giant down there. There's no question. Wish him well and everybody involved with the 3 horse still standing. In the 8th and final tonight, $290,000 up for grabs at 350 yards. That one goes at 10:17 Pacific. Again, first post time tonight for 8 of them, 7:25, California Champions Night at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Orlando, have fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Can't wait. Thanks again.
You bet. Folks, stay with us. Trainer Phil D'Amato going to be joining us right out of this quick timeout. Then we've got a guy who was really one of the best ever in American racing. Dan Smith handled marketing media at Del Mar for so many years under a guy named Joe Harper. Doug O'Neill, Andy Harrington, it's all straight ahead in the first half hour coming right at us.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
And welcome back, folks. Great to have you with us. Hour 2, Thoroughbred LA. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Of course, Metro LA, Orange County, and, you know, San Diego County as well, on into Del Mar. You can catch us on the 50,000-watt powerhouse, home base for Angels Baseball, AM 830. And you can also catch us live and archived anywhere in the world at thoroughbredla.com. Right now we join one of the top trainers in California and indeed in the country, Phil D'Amato, down at Del Mar. Hey, Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. Good to be on.
Okay, good to have you on. I can't shy away from this. First things first, we've talked a little bit about the DQ of your horse in the last race last night, and I do mean last race. My good friend Jonathan Hardoon, it was a very long day for him in the Eastern time zone, and he had your horse, Lady in Paris, on top. It took a long time for the sign to go up, and then the stewards deliberated for a long time, but at the end of the day, and it literally was, they took you down from the win and put you fourth. Have you had a chance to talk to the stewards at all and your thoughts?
Oh, this is a good loaded question. I haven't talked to the stewards. I've done that in the past. Go there the day after and talk to them. And you know, what are they going to do? Tell you that they got the call wrong? It's to me, it's a total waste of time.
Yeah.
But you know, hey, that's part of the game. We can't control. We can only do our part. And And, you know, if the stewards are going to make a change, they're going to make a change. It's just, you know, we, as a handicapper, as a trainer, as an owner, you just hope for consistency, you know, sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't, but it kind of depends on what side of the fence you're on. So, it is what it is. It's over with, and on to today.
Yeah, and we turn the page, and you got to do that in this game. And as you know, Phil, the great riders over the years, that they've had that ability, as frustrating as it can be, got to let it go. And
yeah, it's taken me a while to learn that, but through many of these calls. As a trainer, if you're in this game long enough, you're going to get something like this. You know, you got to just know to turn the page and move on. Today's a new day, and, you know, hopefully we can win without controversy.
Well, talking about winning today, listen, you got four horses in two different races. You got a couple of horses in the main event, the $250,000 Eddie Reed. I want to talk to you about one horse in particular, though, on the undercard, the seventh race today. This is an English bred. You've had such great success bringing these horses in. Now, this is an English bred. He'd been raced in Ireland prior to coming over here. Not to you originally, to Wesley Ward, but you've got him now. That's Rogue Legend. He's going to be making his second start of the year today. And all things considered, I thought a pretty good effort back on June 14th at Santa Anita. I noticed you worked him a half mile on turf. Looked like a very crisp drill in 46-4 on July 19th at Del Mar. He's had some issues leaving the gate. You got the rail today. Can he leave there running with Antonio Fresu?
We're going to hope so, you know, and I think that's definitely one of his main issues, is just getting him out of the gate in a reasonable fashion. I broke him out of the gate here a couple of days ago, and he wasn't fast, but let's say he was acceptable. But my instructions to Antonio will be to warm him up really good and, you know, pretend you're in a quarter horse race. Get him out of there as best you can.
Yeah.
Get his feet under him, and he'll definitely come running late. He's a nice horse. I kind of wish I was at Santa Anita where I could run him 6, 6.5.
Right.
He'd love that. But, you know, we're going to try to get the job done today. He's plenty fit for 5/8. It's just, yeah, just a question if we can get him out of the gate in a reasonable fashion.
Yeah, I mean, his race on June 14th at Santa Anita, I looked at it again this morning, Phil, and, hey, he split a big 12-horse field and galloped out, you know, around the clubhouse turn there. With the leaders, to me, a lot of upside here. You got Dr. My Eyes, the 5-horse with Jersey Joe Bravo. He has demonstrated plenty of speed. Got to get to the Eddie Reed now, though. Tough assignment for everybody involved trying to beat Formidable Man, the morning line choice. But, boy, you got one of your all-time favorites in here, Gold Phoenix. Comes off a win going a mile and three-quarters on turf in the San Juan up at Santa Anita. 5 stakes wins over the Del Mar turf. He won the Eddie Reed back in 2023. I see you've actually breezed him 4 times since the San Juan, but you don't have to do too much with this guy, do you?
No, and that's the thing. I was just trying to, from going from a mile and three quarters to a mile and an eighth, I was just trying to give him kind of maintenance stuff to kind of sharpen him up. And I just debated. The big goal with him, it really is the Del Mar handicap. That's the winning you're in. He's won it 4 years in a row, and we'd love to win it for a fifth. So I just kind of debated whether I was going to run into Eddie Reed or just train him all the way into the Del Mar handicap.
Run him! And if,
yeah, there you go. And then that way I just don't have to do much with him going into the Del Mar handicap. So he's in there. He's the, you know, ultimate veteran of veterans. Hector knows him well. And, you know, hopefully his class shines.
Hector Berrios, and you got a long shot, Mi Hermano Ramon. Juan Hernandez takes over today, the leading man. 2-for-3 lifetime at Del Mar. That's encouraging. And he should ensure a legitimate pace here, not without a chance at a big number, Phil.
You got my horses mixed up, but I got
that's Mark Glad.
That's all right. That's my good friend Mark Glad. He's got Mi Hermano Ramon's a nice horse, but Almendares, my other horse in there.
There you go.
He merits a big chance. He's been knocking on the door in these big races. He ran second to Formidable Man last time. He likes this Del Mar turf course. He won the Wicker here last year, so he's a nice horse. I think he's a fit.
And if he's gets the right kind of trip, I think he could give Formidable Man a run for his money.
And he's 8-1 with Fresu, another English bred Gold Phoenix, the venerable Irish bred. Thanks for bailing me out, Phil. Good luck today, man.
No worries. Thanks, Mike. Anytime.
I appreciate it. Now, as advertised, going to be joined by a guy I've known for about 40 years, Dan Smith, longtime director of marketing and media publicity at Del Mar, and was a veteran of the wars up here at Santa Anita and Hollywood Park prior to going to Del Mar full time back in the mid 1970s. Dan, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us.
Absolutely, Mike. It's good to be on with you.
So many great memories over the years. To me, the news hook, it was announced by Del Mar that Joe Harper, longtime CEO, the head guy at Del Mar, the face of Del Mar, really, since 1977 when the newly formed Del Mar Thoroughbred Club took over. I know he's been a great guy to work for over these many years. And Joe has always said that the people are a big reason for Del Mar's success. And Joe's a guy that he's always been easy on those around him. I know you thought a great deal of him over the years. Who could have envisioned how far Joe Harper took the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club from very humble beginnings back in the late 70s when it was just kind of a laid-back vacation place to what it's become today, Dan?
Well, Joe, you're exactly right. Joe was, we go back more than 60 years, when Joe was just coming around, and kind of knew him through his mother, Cecilia DeMille Harper. And, of course, Joe was the grandson of Cecil B. DeMille. So he had a good background in show business. And Joe Burnham, who was the filmmaker, and he would shoot the races on film, and then we would send the film down to the TV stations. They would run that, and also the feature race, too. So Joe Burnham kind of took Joe Harper under his wing, and Joe was smart. Joe Harper was very smart and very affable, very likable, easy to like. I never heard anyone say a negative thing about Joe Harper. So anyway, and so he fit in, and then he got the job through Clement Hirsch, I believe, got the job at Oak Tree as liaison between Santa Anita and Oak Tree Racing Association. And from there, when Donald B. Smith retired as the president and CEO of Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, Joe moved in there. And I had preceded Joe. I left Santa Anita in 1975 and came to Del Mar as a year-round employee. And so we've known each other, worked together, and just a dream to work with, really. I mean, if you had an idea, you could come to Joe and say, hey, Joe,
exactly,
what about we do this? So he's very receptive to any ideas that I had and any other people, too. And it was really a team experience with Joe, because he was the leader and a great representative, very articulate and smart, and a dream to work with.
Represented Del Mar well in every context for all these many years. Dan, so many great moments at Del Mar, and of course John C. Mabee was such a driving force at Del Mar, and he and Joe Harper worked well together. Mr. Mabee, his dream was to get that million-dollar race. He'd been pushing for it for many years. They finally did it in 1991, and wouldn't you know, Mr. Mabee and his wife, Betty, they won it with a California-bred named Best Pal. Without question, one of the all-time great moments in Del Mar history, Dan, and you were right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I was, and I remember seeing Best Pal. I think he'd run in Hollywood Park. And came to Del Mar and saw him run. I said, this looks like a major horse. And, of course, he was a terrific horse. And John Mabee and Clement Hirsch was also in the forefront there of the leadership at Del Mar. And John had the vision, and so did Clement Hirsch, that and Del Mar was on the way up. We were doing really well. And John thought it was time that we had a million-dollar race. And, of course, I think at that time, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Santa Anita Handicap and also the Hollywood Gold Cup were also million-dollar races. So we had $3 million races for older horses in California, in Southern California.
Yeah, a big deal. Another huge thing, huge media attention on Del Mar. 30 years ago next month, Dan, I can't believe the years they fly by, But Cigar, who was owned and bred by Alan Paulson and at this time trained by Billy Mott, he had tied the Immortal Citation with 16 consecutive wins. And going into the Pacific Classic, August 10th, 1996, of course, a heavy favorite. But he got upset that day, Dan, by Richard Mandela's Darren Goh with Alex Solis. But the media build-up to that race was about as big as I think anything you ever saw at Del Mar, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that horse, I remember one of the stations in San Diego had a helicopter, and Cigar was being vanned to the barn area, and his helicopter was following the progress of the horse van containing Cigar. No,
yeah.
It was huge. It was huge. And we drew like 44,181 and for that race. And it was an atmosphere like you can't forget. I mean, it was so magical. And then the reaction when that horse got beat, when Cigar got beat, was, wow, it was silence. It was,
yeah.
It was pretty eerie, you know.
Right.
And people were booing. They were booing Darren Goh, you know.
Right.
It was funny, but it was, and Cigar did not get one of Jerry Bailey's greatest rides, you know. He really moved too soon. He went a mile in 133 and change, and so he was kind of vulnerable to Darren Goh. And Darren Goh went to the post looking fantastic, typical Mandela horse.
Mm-hmm. And Dan, we don't have much time, but another huge moment, 2003, an old friend of yours, Ron McAnally. He ran a horse named Candy Ride in the Pacific Classic. He and Medaglia d'Oro, who I think was actually favored, Bobby Frankel, Jerry Bailey, Julie Crone rode Candy Ride for McAnally. Boy, they hooked up at about the half-mile pole, and it was all Candy Ride. He won off by 3 1/4 lengths. That was a great moment in Del Mar history.
Yeah, it was. And Julie Crone, as I recall, got the mount when Gary Stevens was in that horrific spill in the Arlington Million, and Julie
Correct.
Was around, and Ron McAnally went to her, and I remember going to dinner with all those people after the race. It was a lot of fun. And I think another big moment is Flightline winning the Pacific Classic.
No question.
Flightline really one of the best horses I've seen in the last several years. I mean, I thought he was it's hard to say as good as Secretariat, but I thought potentially he didn't run that often, but he was a really good horse.
And that day he ran against the clock. He could have easily set the track record, but Flavion Pratt was taking care of him. Tremendous, tremendous performance. Dan, again, our time is very short, but I want to bounce some names off you. If you can just give me a quick reaction to each one. Everybody talks about Bing Crosby, but you knew his brother Bob. He lived down in La Jolla. He was a real character, wasn't he, Bob Crosby?
Bob Crosby, a very talented guy.
He was.
And a good guy, and he used to come to the press box all the time. And he had some funny things to say about, he was losing his money a little bit, you know, so his attitude was a little bit. But he said, my brother did some good things, but finding this racetrack, this was on the heels of a losing day for him. But
yeah.
Bob Crosby was a good guy and a very talented guy. Had the Bobcats and made his own mark in show business, really.
Yeah, but forever in the shadow of his brother. Now, a few other names. Shoemaker.
Well, the all-timer, you know, Bill Shoemaker. I was lucky enough to collaborate with him on his book, which came out in 1976, Rand McNally. And Shoe was a great guy, one of my favorites of all time. We were friends, and, tremendous guy and a great rider.
You think? Now, listen, Alan Ludden isn't quite here, but, Dan, this is the lightning round. We got to go. Johnny Longden.
John the Pumper, yeah. A lot of memories. I worked at Santa Anita when he won his final race on George Royal in the San Juan Capistrano, and that was an unforgettable day. Longden, tremendous guy, and turned out to be a good trainer. Won the won the Derby with Majestic Prince.
Yes, he did, and the Preakness. Lafitte.
Lafitte came to Del Mar, I think he won 7 races one day, and great rider. And the first time I ever heard of Lafitte was from Shoemaker. Shoemaker was on Shu was on with Gil Stratton, and Gil Stratton said, hey, Shu, have you seen any riders that you think are going to be good? You know, and he said, yeah, there's this young rider named Lafitte Pinquet. He called him Pinquet.
Yeah.
He said he hand rides like a dream. He's strong. He's got great judgment. And, of course, he was right.
Shu
was
spot on. Spot on. Eddie Delahousse, Dan.
Eddie Delahousse, yeah, another great rider. And I always thought that Eddie, if he was on the lead down the backstretch, he was there the right way. And he was the one to beat. But great judge of pace and also a terrific guy to work with, very, very willing to help out in any way he could. Eddie, a great guy, too. And I'd like to say I haven't seen him in a long time. I guess he lives in New Orleans, huh?
Well, near their New Iberia, Chris McCarron.
Chris McCarron, another one of the vintage riders who came around. And, you know, we had Del Mar, when Shu came back in 1970, Rick Longdon's record. And then that kind of started a trend there where we had major riders coming out like Chris McCarron, Lafitte, and Eddie Delahousse, and the jockey colony. And then you had Patrick Valenzuela, who had emerged as a major rider.
Yes.
So the jockey colony out here was really so strong at that time.
It got real strong. Dan Smith, we're going to do this again soon. We don't talk often enough. I just wanted to get you on to acknowledge Joe Harper, some of the great times, and the unbelievable development of what has become of the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, how far it's come since you hitched on there full-time back in 1975. Thanks so much for your time, Dan.
Anytime, Mike. Pleasure to talk with you.
Okay, likewise. Now we've got a very patient Doug O'Neill joining us from Del Mar. Hey, Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. First of all, congratulations on 4 wins a week ago, but that pales in comparison to what Brad Free has described as your rags-to-riches victory in yesterday's Grade 1 Bing Crosby with Listen Up Chance. That was a hell of a performance over a racetrack that really isn't playing all that fast. 109-1. Congrats, Doug.
Thank you so much, Mikey. I got to thank Adam Kluger and all the Run Fast crew and Craig Dado and all the Great Friends crew. It's,
yes.
Just a lot of fun. And, yeah, he's just – you wish he had a barn full of Listen Up Chances. He's a warrior.
Doug, how much of a kickback do you get from the track photographer? In this case, it's Benoit and Associates. I mean, you had to have had about 300 people in the winner's circle or thereabouts.
I mean, just to see that many people so happy and smiling and you know, all because of a great racehorse and a great jockey and Jaramillo. And so, yeah, it was just wonderful to be part of. And, yeah, hopefully they all ordered a few pictures.
Therein lies the kickback. And anyway, Doug, you train for a lot of these ownership syndicates. And, hey, listen, that's American racing these days. But I think these guys are doing a good job, by and large, exposing new people with, let's face it, Doug, minimal risk. It's a very, very expensive enterprise to own and breed anywhere, let alone California. But I know you're in touch with so many people, and you kind of feed off their energy. Talk about the experience of these new people in our game.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it's a sport of kings, and I think for a lot of us to participate and to do it right and always put the horse first, it's no better than to do it as a group. And like you say, there's not a lot of financial risk, and yet there's just no better, you know, going back to the barn, seeing the horses, and just seeing all these new faces who are now part of the sport of kings. So I love it. It's great. And Adam, man, he does a wonderful job of managing, and he's got a great website.
With Run Fast Racing, yeah.
Yeah, with Run Fast Racing. He do a great job. And then he's been able to bring in, you know, some celebrities who, a few of them didn't really know much about horse racing, and they just thought, Sport of Kings, that's kind of, you know, the old, fat, white, successful guys game, whatever, and now they're like, wow, this is okay, I dig this, and they're just loving you know, being able to be part of a horse's progress and just seeing all the men and women that work alongside horses. It's such, as we all know, the community in every barn area at every racetrack is just so unique and so amazing, And it's really to see some of these celebrities be like, wow, I didn't realize what goes on here. This is amazing. And it's really cool.
Well, and we're so desperately in need of getting our game exposure. I don't know if you heard Dan Smith just now. He was talking about a cinematographer, Eclipse Award-winning cinematographer, that was so hugely key in getting our name visibility back in the late 50s through the mid-70s. His name was Joe Burnham. He was involved with that tremendous show on the old KNXT Channel 2, hosted by Gil Stratton. And he mentioned that Joe used to run the film down to the local TV stations in L.A., in San Diego. And now the only time we get on, it's Derby time, maybe Breeders' Cup, and, of course, a high-profile breakdown. But to say that we've kind of gotten lost in the shuffle is a massive understatement. So guys like you, good on you, Doug, for trying to get us out there in every which way you can.
Well, that's Adam Kluger. He's got a wonderful team surrounding him, and it's amazing. He's with TMZ and Entertainment Tonight, and he's just spreading the word about the greatness of horse racing. Yeah, so it's being spread out there, and then to have a horse like Listen Up Chance win a race like the Bing Crosby, you know, that is truly icing on the cake with what's going on. So hopefully we can just keep getting the word out there, keep getting people interested and seeing the great sport that we're all part of.
From a Maiden 20 winner a year ago, when he shipped in from Florida, he wasn't with you at that time, to a Grade 1 winner yesterday, Listen Up Chance, amazing. Real quick, Doug, you've got two horses in the third race. This is a maiden allowance mile on the grass, $80,000 purse. You guys, I don't want to say you're trying to steal something, but both horses, the connections, you're shooting for these ship and win bonuses, which are very considerable. It looks like Let Her Fly's got a big chance. The other one is the 2D Snook. You've got Jaramillo on Let Her Fly. What about her chances?
Yeah, I like them both. Both these fillies we've been entering in filly maiden races, and they didn't fill, so they're running against the boys today, but both of them are really nice. Let Her Fly is a little bit more precocious. She'll be a little bit more on the engine, and she should show more gait speed. But Dee Snook, she's got a great pedigree. Sioux Nation, they run really good on the firm ground. She's an Irish bred, and she's crying for this mile distance. So I think they both have good chances. But I know I've heard the rail horse, the horse of Michael McCarthy, they're kind of keen on, and of course, Peter Miller, you can never sleep on him. He's got a nice horse in the three horse. So it's a wide open race, but I think both fillies of ours have a chance. Let Her Fly should be more forwardly placed early. We'll see what happens.
All right, Doug. Hey, listen, congrats again with Listen Up Chance. Guaranteed berth in the Breeders' Cup Sprint at Keeneland on October 31st. And can't wait to track his progress. All the best to you. Off to a great start this year at Del Mar, Doug.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much, Mike.
You bet. Trainer Doug O'Neill from Del Mar. And now we go to the fourth floor of the grandstand, say hello to private clocker Andy Harrington on behalf of National Turf. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. It was good to see you this week. You stopped by for a few minutes. I appreciate that.
Ever so briefly, had a quick chat with you and Gary Young. Prior to that, the guy with the white hair, the recently arrived Bob Baffert. Always enjoy the time down there. Unfortunately, I couldn't stay for the races. Speaking of time, we're short on it. Do you have a best bet for radio today?
Yeah, let's go to the third race. This is a maiden race going long, and we're going to go with the rail horse in here, number one, Dream Seeker from the Michael McCarthy barn. This horse, the three Michael McCarthys in here, Dream Seeker the one, Saudi Rider the five, and Super Spike the seven, all work together. Dream Seeker handled them really well, so that should bode well in this race. It slightly outworked a horse called Los Angeles on the 8th, who came out of that drill and won a race for Michael at the end of Santa Anita. So I thought this was a pretty good shot in here. 3-1 on the rail horse, Dream Seeker, in the third race with Johnny V, who's in town to ride a formidable man for Michael McCarthy also. So he gets this one also. Yeah, so I think the Johnny V is obviously a big addition to this package.
First time starter going a mile on turf, Dream Seeker, taking on a couple of fillies at Doug O'Neill. Post time for race 3 at 3:04 Pacific. And a quick word about National Turf, how we can get a hold of your stuff.
turn. Go to nationalturf.com. You get a scouting report on all the horses that I've seen on these large 11-race cards that we've got going at Del Mar. So nationalturf.com. Thank you very much.
Andy, have a great day. Thanks so much. We'll talk next week.
David.
Late on the break, heading to Vegas. Going to be checking in with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bob Mazursky, Toby Callett, take two with the one and only Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragus and Sheet. Straight ahead, don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour two, Thurman, Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman. Let's get up to Las Vegas. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How's it going up there?
Good morning, Mike. It's hot, put it that way.
Any thunderstorms in sight?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I think our monsoon season didn't come soon, put it that way. I was driving back about halfway between the Strip and my house, about 5 o'clock, and I was looking at the temperature in my car, or outside, the temperature reading, 117 degrees at 5 o'clock, at about 6 miles away from where I live. So, yeah, this is sort of like the comparison I make for people that live back east during the winter, right? You don't want to go outside. That's kind of the case right now here.
Yeah. But, hey, looking at the glass half full with no monsoons, it's a dry heat, Bruce. So make the best of it. Hey, anyway, let's get to it. You like to go out of town for your first selection. Where do you want to go?
How about the fifth race at Saratoga? These are New York Reds going a mile and a 16th on the grass. A horse that's really, I think, improved off the layoff is the two Charlotte's Universe. She ran here as a two-year-old. She came off an eight-month layoff, Mike, in a maiden race. And she was very game. She made the lead and hung in there to get the win. What I really like about her, though, is her next race. She stepped up into an allowance race of 6 furlongs, and the internal fractions were super quick. And instead of her being on the lead, the rider, Lescano, kind of eased her back. He wasn't quite as aggressive, and she was in the middle of the pack, and she reacted well. She was coming on at the end of that race to finish fourth. She's third off the layoff today. Stretching out, she could make the lead. I think she's got the ability to maybe rate, I think, coming up to her best race here. Race 5, the 2, Charlotte's Universe at 6-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and then, as you know, 11 races today at Del Mar.
Let's go to the 7th race at Del Mar. These are allowance horses at 5 furlongs on the grass. I really like the 7 here. Valiant Sun, another one that's only run 3 times this year. Came off a 16-month layoff. One with Juan Hernandez 2 races ago from just off the pace. Last time out, they switched riders, Mike, and bumped this horse up in class. And I think the young rider, Laprita, maybe got a little too aggressive. He went after early a pretty quick horse by the name of Golden Ale. And he won the battle but lost the war. He ran that front runner into submission, but he didn't have a whole lot left to finish third last time out. I love the moves today. Gets back Juan Hernandez, 5 furlongs. There's going to be some rocket ships that go out there. This horse can sit right behind. I think he wants a more patient ride. I look for an improved run here. Race 7, the 7, Valiant Sun at 10-1 on the morning line.
Okay, Bruce, and post time for race 7, 5:10 Pacific. We run Mondays now at Gulfstream, but I don't know what you've got going at betonbruce.com. What's up and when?
Just really just the 2 tracks, just Saratoga, mm-hmm. and when they run, we'll always cover Saratoga and Del Mar, Mike. Can I just weigh in real quick on that inquiry yesterday in the last race?
Yes.
Where I think the stewards blew it is Yoga Master, the 9, was the horse that made the initial contact. You could see it on the drone shot, Mike. The 9 horse who finished up the track hit the back end of the horse that was bothered, Miso Fancy. So that horse was as much responsible, if not more so, than the horse that won and got taken down. At that simultaneous period, mm-hmm. the other horse, the winner, Lady in Paris, did come out a bit, no doubt about it. But I think a lot of the problems were caused by a horse that finished up the track, and you could see it on the drone shot. But you know what? I think that was a classic case of over-officiating, and I agree with you. When it's a close call, let it stand, and I think they made the mistake of over-officiating here.
Yeah, one of several very frustrating components to that deal yesterday, the entire process of the inquiry, it went up late, they agonized over it, took a long time. I mean, I had FanDuel on, and they didn't take Larry Colmus's audio of the steward's explanation, never got it. I didn't have RTN on at that time. I had FanDuel. The guys on the set kept talking. They should have stepped aside and let Larry carry the steward's water. We never heard the steward's explanation.
I mean, I would assume it's pretty simple. You just think that they probably thought the three came out and
I know.
And crossed in front of the five.
And cost the five a better placing. But I would have liked to have heard it nonetheless.
Mike, there was a lot more to the story than that, and I really think they blew this one. I really think they should have let that number stay up there, period. That's all. I think it wasn't just pure and simple that one horse came out. There was more going on there, and it was too close a call to take that horse down, and I think they made a mistake.
I think Phil D'Amato agrees with you, Bruce.
Well, let's see if we can figure out how to get him paid.
He says let it go. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, hey, he's right. He's right.
Bruce, it's always fun, man. Have a good day. We'll talk next week.
Take care.
All right. We'll close this segment out with Bob Mazursky, who you can catch his selections, his own morning line, his full graded handicap in all the Southern California newspaper group papers. Unfortunately, we can't get next day box scores. We can't get next day results anymore because the paper, apparently it's printed quite a ways away from the points of distribution. So it's kind of like the LA Times. It's a shame for me. I really, really used to love opening up the paper and seeing those race results along with the MLB box scores. But nothing stays the same. Let's say hello to Bob Mazursky. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. Sorry to go over already plowed ground, as it were. But now that we have you, you might as well weigh in on the stewards' disqualification of the original winner of yesterday's 11th and final at Del Mar, and her name is Lady in Paris. What'd you think of it?
Well, I mean, I'm a little biased because I made her best bet on the paper yesterday, so, of course, I was a little upset by the decision. I thought it was the wrong one as well. I agree with what Bruce just said about I thought Yoga Master was more responsible for what happened than the winner was. But, again, they made a call, and I don't like when they're put up late like that. And when it takes that long to make a decision, that means they're wrestling over it. So just leave it alone then.
Just as a general principle, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, it's turf history. Let's look ahead at today. 11 of them at Del Mar. Bob, who do you like for radio?
Well, I'm going to go to the 11th. I like number 4, Fibonacci's Ride. Comes off a good race, just missed at Santa Anita. I think they found out what she wants to do. She's a late runner on the grass. She's going to get pace to run at it if this race remains as drawn. There's at least 3 different speed horses in here, so I'm hoping that she can get clear sailing and mow them down late. Number 4, Fibonacci's Ride in race 11.
Antonio Fresu for George Papapodromo.
No, it's Victor for...
Victor for Antonio Garcia.
Yeah, the horse right above, yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm misreading the overnight. A lot of mistakes this morning, as you may have noted, Bob. I'm sure others have. Anyway.
Well, we all make them, Mike. It happens to everybody.
Fibonacci's Ride, Victor Espinosa for Anthony Garcia. Hey, Bob, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
Sounds good, Mike. Thank you.
All right, going to hit our final break. Coming back strong, Toby Calla from South Florida. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. From Saratoga Springs. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick 4 wagers and the traditional pick 6. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick 6 pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The pick 6 promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. In fact, our pick 6 pools have hit historic figures this season, including an all-time record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. Racing fans, make your plans now to join us for one of our biggest events of the entire year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Sunday, July 26th. See superstar Duda Cartel chase his third major Derby victory of the season in the Governor's Cup Derby, plus the Governor's Cup Futurity and the Spencer Childers. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a...
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles from the Big A here in Anaheim. We go to South Florida and say hello to Toby Calla. Toby, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. My trusty assistant here, Chris Monreal, informs that you got to get some stuff off your chest. Little overnight indigestion, apparently, from something that happened yesterday here with the Turf Meets the Surf.
Well, you know, everybody that has weighed in on last night's disgraceful disqualification has made a good point. But fair to say that, as you well know, and as Jonathan Hardoon knows, I watch through the years probably more races than anybody, certainly including the stewards. To ask the winning rider, Phil D'Amato's rider, Juan Hernandez, Antonio Fresu, to have had a rear view mirror or a swivel, because the man, and what Bruce Finkelstein said, that the yoga master did wind up starting the chain reaction. Ayuso wound up in a spot where he shouldn't have been, and asking Tracy to have been conscious of where somebody is behind him is ridiculous. And bear in mind, I didn't have a dollar invested, didn't have a selection. I was watching, and I heard you and Jonathan on at the beginning of the show. This was a unanimous decision by the stewards, as announced by Larry Colmus. To take the time that it took to be a unanimous decision, what did they do to get whoever might have been an early dissenter? Or what, did they take a nap in between? What went on? And to me, that is where the public, once again, deserves a better explanation than the California rules that they posted, because I didn't see Antonio Fresu do anything wrong. I saw, if anything, the chain reaction, and or Ayuso rode into a spot that didn't exist. End of story, case closed. But it's most important to point out, I didn't have a nickel involved, but I do like it when things are a little more fair and square, or explained with a reasonable explanation, not just something that they slap up on the screen, because that isn't what happened. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. And I know Mark Ratzke, who listens up at Los Alamitos, he's been asking me to bring back the late Joe Pyne and the Beef Box. Well, we just kind of did. So, hey, you got it off your chest, Toby. Appreciate it. Now, can we make some money today somewhere? I see we got 9 races at Gulfstream Park.
Yep. The 9th race today at Gulfstream, I think, is going to provide us a first-time starter winner from the Jose D'Angelo barn, just like they did yesterday. Number 2, Braveness, is drawn into a great spot. I believe that he will win at First Asking. Behind him, we're looking at the 6, Apache 1-6, the 1, Majestic Delight, and the 7, Case Law. 2-6-1-7, Be Like Heaven, to close out the Gulfstream card with a bankroll for tomorrow's carryover, Rainbow 6.
Hey, thanks so much, Toby. Really appreciate it. And respect your opinion. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
You bet. Take 2 now with Jonathan Ardoon of the Rags and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. John, good morning. What's going on?
Not much, Mike. It is what it is. I will tell you one thing, though. I know yesterday was a unanimous decision, but they should never, ever, ever take a horse down unless it's a unanimous decision. Because if it's 2-1, that means somebody saw something. That means at least 30% of the public saw the same thing. Not only that, why penalize everybody? If it's 2-1 to come down, so give the guy days. Give the jockey 3 days, whatever it is. Don't penalize the owner, the trainer, the bettors, because obviously there's room for discussion if it's not unanimous. If it's unanimous, fine. There's nothing you could do. Everybody agrees. That's just my opinion.
See, and I apologize. I was busy, and I missed the fact that apparently it was unanimous. I didn't hear that.
I didn't know that either until Toby just said it, to be honest with you, because I was prepared I thought it wasn't unanimous. I thought it was 2-1. That's what I thought.
See, and if FanDuel, if they would have taken Larry's audio when he announced the reasons for the stewards' disqualification, he would always say in a majority decision or any unanimous. They always say, so that's another thing that made it frustrating to those of us out here in satellite land or whatever. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, John, we got 11 today at Del Mar. Good feature, the Grade 2 Eddie Reed. We've talked about it quite a bit. We get underway at 2 o'clock Pacific, which, of course, is 5 o'clock for you, and you've already had a full day with Saratoga. Hopefully there are no delays here along the way. Who do you like for radio?
Well, let's look at the 8th race today. It's 6 furlongs on the main track. And the number 7 horse in here, Danzig Flyer, a 5-year-old mare from the Clifford Sice barn. He doesn't run many horses anymore, but when he does, they usually show up. He goes and gets Mike Smith to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. Everything looks right about this horse today, Mike. I like number 7, Danzig Flyer, to win today's 8th race out at Del Mar.
Okay, 7-2 on the morning line. Let's talk about the Rags and Sheets. I know you're getting involved at Gulfstream Park on Mondays, John.
Yeah, it's been they've only run it for 2 Mondays, and I think it's been a success, to be honest with you, Mike. The payoff's so good. It's really the only main game in town. I mean, unless you want to play Finger Lakes or Parks, you know, not that there's anything wrong with those tracks, but the quality of racing at Gulfstream is a lot better. And the pools have been big. People have been playing.
Interesting. Well, tell us about JONHARDOON.com.
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga, Del Mar selections, and Monday Gulfstream will be up this afternoon at noontime Pacific time.
Okay, terrific. And I'm trying to find yesterday's form. I don't have it yet. I had it here somewhere. I just wonder, as long as we're second guessing, you know, we noted that Doug O'Neill won the race with Listen Up's Chance. But can you maybe second-guess the tactics of Joel Rosario aboard Maximum Bourbon? Late on the scene, came up a nose short. Did Joel do anything wrong?
No, that horse was giving him problems, Ralph. Sorry, Mike. He was lugging in the entire stretch. And when he got him off the rail, he was lugging in. I mean, if he was able to maintain a straight course, he was going to win the race.
Right.
Even if he stayed inside, I think he may have won the race. But listen, the horse is lugging in. It's easy for me to say 3,000 miles away. But when you're on top of a horse that looks like he wants to go over the rail.
Tough to ride him.
Yeah, he was fighting the horse as much as anything else, and the horse actually was fighting him as much as anything else.
Right, right. And last thing, weather update for Saratoga. It looked great on TV yesterday.
Yeah, it hasn't rained here in 4 days. A chance maybe tonight, but we're going to get through the day. And the heat is gone. That's the beauty, Mike. You know,
amazing.
It's totally different when there's no heat here.
Exactly. Hey, John, always a pleasure, man. And I always say it, you're the voice of the fan. And I know it raises some hackles occasionally, but, hey, this is a game where people are laying it down every day. By the way, we've got free PPs tonight. For Los Alamitos at losalamitos.com. I bring that up because, as you know, John, I'm no longer the PR guy at Santa Anita, so I got to pay retail. It went from 12.18, please. Now it's 13.29, please. Always a please, but, man, it keeps going up.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
For the form, yeah. All right, yeah, sorry to bother you with that, John.
No problem, Mike. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. Folks, hope you enjoyed it. We did. Again, my thanks to Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A in Anaheim. We'll talk to you next week. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Torn meniscus in his knee and may miss the remainder of the season. He's expected to opt for surgery. One game going on now in the top of the fourth. The Guardians and the Rays are scoreless. Both of those teams remain in tight division races of the AL. The Guardians are a game and a half behind the White Sox in the Central. Chicago is on to face Houston as the Astros go for a sweep on the south side of Chicago. While the Rays are 2 games ahead of the Yankees.